Hello everyone, and welcome back to Storytime with Charlie and Friends. I'm your host, Charlie. In this episode, I'm going to be telling the story of when I got the call to get chosen to attend the school that I had been trying to get into for a couple of years. This is the story of when I became a Buccaneer. In March of 2016, my family and I took a road trip to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee for my nephew's birthday. There we stayed at the Wilderness in the Smokies, which is basically an indoor water park and hotel. We were all super excited and ready to celebrate my nephew's birthday, but little did I know I was going to be receiving very good and unexpected news. We were staying at the Wilderness for the weekend. The first day we got there, we got the keys to our room and put our luggage down, and off we went to the indoor water park. We had lots of fun swimming and riding water rides. I personally loved watching my 2-year-old niece frolic around in the water. When we got back to our room, we were exhausted, so we ordered some food and chilled in the room. Later that night, my dad called with some exciting news. For a few years, I had been trying to get into university school. At this school, you are picked at random to be accepted in. The few times I did try, I did not get in. In 2016, I was unaware that my parents had put my name in for the fun of it. We all kind of lost hope, but we were going to try one more time. When my dad called, my mom answered the phone and I knew something was up. Apparently, what had happened was that they put my name in without telling me. All of a sudden, my mom's face lit up and said, "Charlie, your dad wants to tell you something." I didn't know what to expect, so I was a little nervous but eager to see what he had to say. The next thing I remember, he says, "You got into University High." All I could think was, what and how? Next thing I knew, I started jumping on the bed. I was so excited and surprised at the same time. Although I was a little salty that they didn't tell me that they were going to put my name in, but on the other hand, I really enjoyed the surprise. I will never forget that phone call. That coming up July, I was officially going to be a Buccaneer. This is the story of the day I became a Buccaneer. Before we wrap this up, I want to look back on all the stories I have shared. Each story holds a special place in my heart and has allowed me to gain something new. While getting lost in the forest isn't exactly fun, it has made the bond between my mom, grandma, and I much stronger. Going to Disney World was something I used to dream about all the time, and one day my dream came true. This showed me I should never give up or lose sight of my dreams. Becoming a Buccaneer was something I used to want, and the day I became a Buccaneer was the day I realized I should always be determined in whatever I do. Each story and event has shaped me into the person I am today. Hopefully someone can take something away from my stories. So thank you so much for listening, and thank you for going down memory lane with me.